It likes me,
Lex said, smiling. They were standing in the garage of the visitor center by the little raptor that Grant had captured in the tunnel. She was petting the raptor through the cage bars. The animal rubbed up against her hand.
I'd be careful there, Muldoon said. They can give a nasty bite.
He likes me, Lex said. His name is Clarence.
Clarence?
Yes, Lex said.
Muldoon was holding the leather collar with a small metal box attached to it. Grant heard the high-pitched beeping in the headset.
Is it a problem putting the collar on the animal?
Lex was still petting the raptor, reaching through the cage.
I bet he'll let me put it on him, she said.
I wouldn't try, Muldoon said. They're unpredictable.
I bet he'll let me, she said.
So Muldoon gave Lex the collar, and she held it out so the raptor could smell it. Then she slowly slipped it around the animal's neck. The raptor turned brighter green when Lex buckled it and closed the Velcro cover over the buckle. Then the animal relaxed and turned paler again.
I'll be damned, Muldoon said.
It's a chameleon, Lex said.
The other raptors couldn't do that, Muldoon said, frowning. This wild animal must be different. By the way, he said, turning to Grant, if they're all born females, how do they breed? You never explained that bit about the frog DNA.
It's not frog DNA, Grant said. It's amphibian DNA. But the phenomenon happens to be particularly well documented in frogs, especially West African frogs, if I remember.
What phenomenon is that?
Gender transition, Grant said. Actually, it's just plain changing sex. Grant explained that a number of plants and animals were known to have the ability to change their sex during life. Orchids, some fish and shrimp, and now frogs. Frogs that had been observed to lay eggs were able to change over a period of months into complete males. They first adopted the fighting stance of males. They developed the mating whistle of males. They stimulated the hormones and grew the gonads of males. And eventually they successfully mated with females.
You're kidding, Gennaro said. And what makes it happen?
Apparently the change is stimulated by an environment in which all the animals are of the same sex. In that situation, some of the amphibians will spontaneously begin to change sex from female to male.
And you think that's what happened to the dinosaurs?
Until we have a better explanation, yes, Grant said. I think that's what happened. Now, shall we find this nest?
They piled into the jeep, and Lex lifted the raptor from the cage. The animal seemed quite calm, almost tame in her hands. She gave it a final pat on the head and released it. The animal wouldn't leave.
Go on, shoo, Lex said. Go home.
The raptor turned and ran off into the foliage. Grant held the receiver and wore the headphones. Muldoon drove. The car bounced along the main road going south. Gennaro turned to Grant and said,
What is it like, this nest?
Nobody knows, Grant said.
But I thought you dug them up.
I've dug up fossil dinosaur nests, Grant said, but all fossils are distorted by the weight of millennia. We've made some hypotheses, some suppositions, but nobody really knows what the nests were like.
Grant listened to the beeps and signaled Muldoon to head farther west. It looked more and more as if Ellie had been correct. The nest was in the southern volcanic fields. Grant shook his head.
You have to realize, we don't know all the details about the nesting behavior of living reptiles like crocodiles and alligators. They're difficult animals to study.
But it was known that in the case of American alligators, only the female guarded the nest, awaiting the time of hatching. The bull alligator spent days in early spring lying beside the female in a mating pair, blowing bubbles on her cheeks to bring her to receptivity, finally causing her to lift her tail and allow him.